Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And before we begin the show, I want to say to everybody, I'm sorry we couldn't do the show last week. I was under the weather. And I'm still under the weather. In a few minutes, I'm going to give over the show to my co-host, Sheila Young, and my co-host, Lynn Golder. I just want to tell everybody, I thank everyone for the people who have written to me and called me and wished me well. And I just hope I get better soon. Stay well, all. And here's Sheila Young, and here's Lynn Golder. Lynn Golder, are you there?
I'm here, Michael. Thanks for the introduction. Go rest.
Yes, thank you all. And here's Sheila Young.
And if we need you, we'll holler.
I'm going to bed.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the February 14th, 2021 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And Sheila, the cat's away, the mice will play. It's girls' night out.
I think it sounds like a good plan to me.
So, well, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Sheila Young. I'm sure most of you know her already. If you don't, well, now you do.
Not everybody. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I had some very special phone calls and texts and Alexa apps today, and it was just such a sweet day. So just show somebody you love them, even if you're not married, which you still have people that you are love that take part in your life. And I'll bet Chris did something special.
That's right.
For
Let's introduce
his.
Chris Shaw is our producer engineer, and he's over there in the studio in Orlando holding down the fort.
Hey,
Chris.
I'm loving those chimes in the background. That's great animation, great sound effects. I'm loving the chimes.
That must be Sheila's house.
It is.
Outside, Sheila? Are you outside?
No. Oh. My windows are open and my chimes are singing because our wind is pretty strong in
it
Orlando.
Is. It's breezing too, isn't it?
It's very breezy right now. So what did you do for your wonderful wife today, Chris?
I told her I love her.
Well, there you go. That's important.
No, but in all honesty, we took our night out yesterday. Last evening, we went to a nice little restaurant to just sit down, just the two of us, and just talk.
Aww.
And when we walked in the restaurant, we saw all these cars, and I was telling her, I was like, wait a minute, I'm not finna do this. We're just gonna have to cancel our reservation and come back. And when we got in, they was like, oh, no, we got you covered. We're social distancing. We're 6 feet apart. And they set us in this nice little area, and it was like five other tables that was in there. And everybody, it was so spaced. It was like, oh, okay, I could do this.
Yay!
So we
can went, I ask where you went? Was it something good?
Yes.
Something
oh, my God. Good? We went to some place off of Lee Road here in Orlando called Christianers? Chris something. It had my name in it. That's all I can tell you. It had my name in it, Chris. And
oh, wow. Is that where the Del Frisco's used to be?
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Wow.
Was it Lee Road or Orange Blossom Trail?
Lee Road. It was Lee
was
Road.
It?
Yeah. Wow,
oh,
that was nice, Chris.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about.
So it was pretty amazing. I kind of got jealous because they steaks was just as good as mine when I cooked my own.
So you had a good steak.
And then this morning I got up and went out and got some teddy bears and some balloons for the girls. And I got them a nice little Valentine's Day gift as well. So that's what happened when you
that's
got all,
nice.
All women in the household.
There you go.
Good job, Chris. I'm proud of you.
Wow.
I thank
Very
you.
Very nice.
That was a lot of work since November.
That reminds me, on Facebook this morning, I saw my son-in-law says, oh, that's right, it's Valentine's Day. Hey, Desiree, who's our daughter, and he's saying this to her on Facebook. Do you think Dollar General's open so I can go get you a card? Oh, God, is that tacky or what?
Yeah, but why pay $5 for a card when you get one for 50 cents?
Oh, no, I wasn't disputing that. I just thought it was funny that he was
that
saying you got to go to Dollar General.
That's hilarious.
Oh, so, Sheila, you have any shout-outs?
You know, I was trying to think. I have a son next week who has a birthday, but I know he's not listening, but I don't care. My older son, Joe, who will be 43?
Wow, Sheila, you're getting old.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah.
Wait till you get my age.
And
You're a baby.
You are the age of my kids, Chris.
We could be your parents.
Exactly. And let me see. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody in Greater Orlando and National Federation of Orlando Area and Florida Council and the American Council. I just, you know, I have had such a blessing being part of the whole community that I'm just, you know, I just spread the love because I've been shown so much love. So
you're so busy there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's fun. Keeps me out of trouble.
I understand. I get it.
Well, the only shout-out I have is happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners and family and friends. And just to remind everybody, if you wanted to call in and say hello, the number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. But when there's a guest caller on, please try to make your call relevant if you have a question or comment for the guest caller. And how about you, Mr. Chris?
Hey, my shout out going out to each and every listening ear across the nation. If nobody told you this today, I want to be the first one to tell you, in spite of it all, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day going out to you, and definitely to you.
Aw, very nice.
He is so sweet, I'm telling you.
He's such a good guy.
Listen, wow. When I cut my hair, I get a little bit brighter.
So let me tell everybody a little bit about what's coming up the next 2 hours. I mean, the show is so packed. Sheila, just take a deep breath because we're going to just literally, no pun intended, zoom right through it.
Well, we can make this happen, Lynn.
We can. You and I have known each other a long time now. We can do that.
We won't tell anybody that.
So the first hour, our friend Tammy Roussel will be calling in. And Tammy is the founder and owner of Mitzi Kit. So if you're in the mood to learn a new craft, join us. Stay tuned. And then Sandy Ploten will be calling in from California. And Sandy's the managing director of disability at CSUN. And they would like you all to sign up for CSUN. This year it's virtual because of COVID-19. So they'd like you to sign up. And we'll ask Sandy questions about how you register so that you can, you know, go and learn about assistive technology at CSUN. And then the second hour, we are going to meet a new friend. Her name is Claudia Negrelli, and she has a YouTube channel, and it is called Blind Girl Art. And Claudia is blind, and she'll tell us a little bit about herself and why she got into the art. And then finally, we have Marco Trujillo calling in. He's the co-founder of Sunu Band, the second hour. So if you have any questions for Marco, I'm sure he would love to answer your questions. So that's it, and trivia, and a little of this from Sheila, a little of that from Chris. Yes. And we're good to go.
We're going to zoom right through this one, aren't we?
We are.
Roger that.
So, just to remind
you. Are you ready to fly this plane, Chris?
You know what? He's always outnumbered by girls.
I know, really? I was going to get in and say something when you say this girl's night out, and I was about to say, hey, 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 but then I remembered. It's more women than it is brothers. So you got the bat.
We'll welcome you to join with us.
It's Valentine's Day, Chris. We love you.
We love you,
Where
Chris.
Where is the love?
All right. You're going to take us to break, and then hopefully our first guest caller will be waiting for us. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION. Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Hi, Mark.
All right, sorry. I'm getting out of here.
Good call.
And we're back. Y'all are just going in.
I have to tell you, Tommy, that bread with the sesame seeds, the sourdough looks delicious.
It is. Oh, good. Yeah, I it's kind of funny, though, because the box part, like, rose up.
Yeah, but that was cute. It was like a double-decker.
Yeah.
It looks so good. What do you have it with, butter or cream cheese? What?
Usually just butter.
Oh, it looks so good.
Yeah, I'll have to make you some.
Oh, you have to. If we ever meet up in person again, and yeah, you better bring me some bread.
Yeah. Lynn, do you want to bring them, Tammy, back, or you want me to?
And you can. Just don't forget the phone number. And sure, welcome her back.
Hello, ladies.
Okay. I mean, welcome her to the show. That'll be nice.
Hello, ladies.
I can hear my Alexa, but it's not very loud.
When we hear the castanets, we'll know. And you can bring us back to the show. And
I think we're getting ready to come back.
Okay.
Yes, Michael, do not even say it.
He's not here.
We're back.
I thought I heard him say Sheila.
No, that's Miss Green reminding me.
And we're back.
Well, must have been through Michael.
And I don't think they heard any of this. Oh, wow.
Sheila, we'll have to pull Lynn into our...
All right. I don't think they heard any of this. This is amazing.
Yeah. We haven't even had our Christmas.
They are already going in having a whole-fledged conversation about everything. Yeah. So they just kind of missed everything in a nutshell. So I'm gonna do this one more time. Let's see how this goes and see if they catch it. We're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and that is round two.
Chris, what's happening? It's 7:23.
Yeah, it's round two, and I'm right here with you. Can you hear me?
I hope we're not on air.
Yes, we are.
But you know what? If we are,
it'll be funny.
It is hilarious.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, it's hilarious. We are on air. I think you got me muted.
Hang on,
we rushed Tammy to get on.
We might be muted again.
I don't know. I don't think. Are you choking over there?
I don't think I'm muted because we came through live and in full
Chris
effect.
Chris Shaw, what's happening?
And we're in full effect, live, and we're going in. So we are actually on air, and this is amazing.
You went to break at 7:15. That's 8 minutes ago.
I know, and we're back. We're back, Lynn. Lynn?
My computer says 7:19, but...
Oh, my God.
Well,
mine says 7:24, and so does my phone.
Yeah, I think she got me muted. Yeah, I think she got me muted. That's what it is. So we're gonna try this thing. We're gonna try this thing. We're gonna try this thing one more time.
Oh, wonderful!
So we have been
telling a life story here. We're on the air.
Yay! So you know what? We don't care. We can pretend it's girls' night out and life is good. So welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And where were our castanets, Chris?
They came in. Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, there's been storms all weekend in Orlando, so maybe there's something wrong. But this is Sheila, and if you would like to call in to ask any questions of Tammy, the phone number is 407-894-1680. But I would like to welcome Tammy Roussel from Missy Kit, the president, CEO, and founder of Missy Kit, and one of my dear friends. So welcome, Tammy, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Sheila. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Lynn as well.
Thank you. Just so you know, Chris said he's been talking for 3 minutes. Well, let's get him unmuted again. This is like on CNN, that people do the same thing. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're supposed to unmute yourself, Chris. We've only been doing this.
Yeah, Lynn can't unmute you via Zoom. You have to unmute yourself.
Well, let's talk to Tammy in the meantime.
So what's going on with Missy Kit, Tammy?
Well, I'll start with a little background in case any of the listeners don't know about Missy Kit. So my mom is named Missy, And she lost her eyesight in her 80s. And after losing her eyesight, as you can imagine, was really devastated when she lost a lot of her ability to do things that she used to enjoy. And one was sewing. She was a seamstress most of her life. And so in trying to help my mom, I discovered a way to provide sewing for her that was tactile. And she just needs to feel the tactile borders on the fabric and sew by touch. She needed no sight. And so that was a huge blessing to us. I believe it was God-inspired. She started making quilts and bags and all kinds of things for family members and friends. And then seeing the joy that it brought to her and realizing, you know, the time, how time-consuming it was to put these things together for my mom, I decided to make them into kits and offer them to others. And that's how Mitzi Kit began. So what's new with Mitzi Kit? We are doing a lot of new things. And actually, Sheila, I've got some news for you. You're going to be surprised about this. A new project I'm working on is to make T-shirt patchwork blankets so that people can provide their favorite T-shirts that they want to put in a blanket. And I'm working on this. It's not done yet, but providing the ability for folks to send those in, and we will put them on fleece squares.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool, Tammy.
Yeah, and then allow people to make their own T-shirt blanket out of the square.
Wait, I have to interrupt. So you're saying if I send you a picture of one of my great granddaughters?
Yep.
And then you'll put it on the T-shirt, or we have to put it on the T-shirt first? I'm confused.
Oh, it's not. No, I'm not making T-shirts.
Yeah.
I'm saying you can provide me with a T-shirt that you don't want to wear anymore, but you want to put it on a blanket.
Okay.
So have you seen those T-shirt blankets? And you can also provide pictures, too. So you could provide pictures, and we could put that on the blanket as well. So basically, we have two different types of patchwork fleece blankets. One is the standard size, which is 13-inch, and now we've just come out with a 10-inch square size as well. And on those patches, we are going to start working on, you know, customizing it so that people could put a T-shirt image on their patch, on their fleece patch, or you could put a picture on that fleece patch, and then we will provide the holes in the fabric around the side so that you can then lace them all up into your fleece blanket.
So when they get the kit back, it is arranged in the pattern that they need to have.
Correct.
To be able to put the quilt together.
Yes. Yes.
And I have made many of these blankets, and I will tell you that they are so soft and they are so beautiful. And when it's done, you will be so proud of what you made because people love them.
And it's so substantial. It's so big and like you said, soft.
Yeah, and to be customized to your own, what a gift. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited.
You're always coming up with something new.
Trying. Well, you know, it's fun. It's fun to work with people. And it's actually people give me the ideas. You know, we start talking about how folks want to do different things, and they get me to put my thinking cap on. So it's this is really exciting to me. It's my latest project. Like I said, I haven't completed it yet, but that's in the works.
So if anybody has any questions for Tammy, the phone number is 407-894-1680. This is such a creative idea.
Yeah, I'm excited
about
it.
Wow. This is cool. You didn't tell me this when we went to lunch.
I know. Well, it hadn't formulated yet.
Yeah, but we could have talked about it,
That's true.
Yeah, Tammy, you had some little people that you were working on also for Christmas. Do you have any that are not for Christmas also? I mean.
Yeah, so You're talking about the girl appliques?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are coming out with some appliques that people can put on their fleece projects, and they include these. They look like little girls, and you can actually braid their hair with the fleece fabric, their fleece strips that you braid, and you can put on like a little dress, and it's very tactile and 3D. So that can be put on any, it doesn't have to be for Christmas. It could be for any season, really. And we typically either put those on a wall hanging type of thing, or you could put it on a pillow, or you could put it on a bag. Also, for Easter, we've got these cool bunny rabbit appliques, and the bunny rabbits have some bows that go on their necks, and then there are some Easter eggs that can go underneath, and a little butterfly on the side. And
are they simple, Tammy? Is it something simple to make?
It's very simple, because these are put on with a fabric tape. So you just remove the fabric tape, the paper from the back of the fabric tape, and you stick it on. So, and it's permanent. It won't wash off. So it's very easy to do, and they're cute, and like I said, they're tactile. And then we'll be looking at other seasonal appliques like that as well.
Why don't you give everybody the information, Tammy, how to find out more about Mitzi Kit?
Sure. So in order to contact us, you can call 978-419-1824. And our website is mitzykit.org. And also to mention, we just came out with these really cute tote bags. They're 13-inch fleece tote bags. These are all, so what I've been talking about tonight are all of our what we call no-sew projects. They use a plastic needle and ribbon to lace them through some holes in the fabric. And we have these tote bags that are really cute, and you can put the appliques on the front of them, and they have the little tote straps on the top that are pre-sewn in.
And if anybody wants to know how to find out about your product, what's the website?
It's www.mitzykit.com. And just to mention, we have training videos as well as text instructions. And at any time, if anybody has questions, please feel free to call us. And again, that number is 978-419-1824.
Well, thank you, Tammy, for joining us. You know, I think you might have to have a baking tutorial also on the air. I'm so jealous of all the bread she's making. Oh my goodness gracious. Every day she's making a different sourdough bread, and oh, it's so yummy.
Like I said, I'm looking forward to the day we can all get together. We'll have a little
Me too. Well, thank you, Tammy, and yes, I'm glad nobody was hurt when you dropped the glass.
Yeah.
Especially the dog walking around, right?
I know. Huh?
That's the biggest thing you're afraid of, the dog.
But thank you guys very much.
Have
a wonderful evening.
You too, Tammy. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Good night.
Give your mom a hug for us.
I will.
All righty. Okay, Chris. I know you can't talk this second, but please take us to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we'll be back after the break.
Xavier
Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org. Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform, perform for you.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021. for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Let me make sure that we are there. Lynn, Sheila, are you available?
You're available.
Oh, okay. All right. I just had to double check.
Well, Chris, you had a good laugh.
Yes, I did. This was just amazing. It was hilarious. I cannot wait to have you guys to hear this all over again. Listen,
I'll send it to Chris after you send me the show tonight.
That come back in from the break was amazing. It was hilarious. I done played the castanets, and the castanets played. So as I pod up, I hear you. Hey, okay, so this is what you got going on? All right, this is what we're going to do. All right, well, you handle that. And I'm like, and we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Okay, well, don't worry about that glass, because that glass done broke and fell. It's all right. Well, is everybody okay? Nobody got hurt, right? Yeah, nobody got hurt. And I'm sitting over here, and we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and y'all still talking. So,
goodness.
So I'm like, okay, well, let me play the castanets again, because maybe they just did it. So I play the castanets again. Castanets go, Chris, we've been on break for a minute. Chris, how long are we going to be on break? Chris, are we there yet? Well, my clock say 7:19. Well, mine say 7:24. Well, we should be back from break by now.
So then I went to get the cell phone to text you to find out what's going on.
Right.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Hey, live radio. Okay.
Hey, I see this happen on cable TV all the time. The guests, they're muted, they're talking, but nobody hears them. So, you know, welcome to the
21st. And you know what girls' night is? We have a good time, and
that's
life's
right.
Good. So.
Well, I knew we'd have a good laugh tonight with you, Sheila. All right. So it looks like... looks like our guest caller from California isn't in yet. So, Sheila, why don't we do your trivia?
Well, it might be
7:19. And why don't we get out the phone number?
It might be 7:19 on her end.
What's that?
It might be 7:19 on her end now.
Oh.
Wise
guy.
All right. Sheila's going to do her trivia and the phone number to call in if you would like to try to win the prize.
All right.
Sheila, you want to give out the phone number?
I will. Okay. If you know who is singing this song, this is one of my favorite songs, call 407-894-1680. I would love someone outside of Florida to be our first caller. I would love all of my Florida friends to call too, but let's just do outside of Florida first.
That's a good idea, Sheila. Get some new names.
Yep.
Miss Green, you're not loud. Okay, Chris.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, I'm all ears.
Any callers? Any callers?
Yep, I got a caller that just called in. Give me one moment. I'm trying to get some info right now, so give me one moment.
Okay. That's a hard song. It was a group that only had, I think, maybe two hits. But I just love that song. I think it's so sweet. And I wish I had somebody I could dance with to it, Lynn. How about you?
Well, I'm not much of a dancer, but...
Oh, okay.
I'll dance with you, Sheila. I'll dance with you.
Okay, good.
We'll virtual dance.
All right.
So that was a nice song to pick.
It's a pretty one. I thought you were going to pick the other one. So, yeah, I thought you were going to pick
the other
one.
I like this one. It was different. It was different. Okay.
So, and I... Don't know if...
All righty. Okay, so I have a
Who
call.
Who we got, Chris?
I got a caller calling in from Meadow Bay, New York. East Meadow Bay, New York. Brad. Did I get it right? Because I didn't get it. I got three things going on. I was answering the phone, answering another phone. It's Brad from Meadowsbrook, East Meadow, New York. Brad, did I say it right? East Meadow?
We're here.
All right, where you calling from again?
Hi, Brad. How are you, Brad?
East Meadow, New York.
Brad knows
That's
his
right.
oldies.
Yeah, I just couldn't get it right. Wait till you get my age. I'll understand.
That was the Paris Sisters.
You are right, wow. Brad. Good job. What was their other hit, Brad?
I have no idea.
They did have another one, and I'm trying... I don't remember the title of it right off the top. To Know You, I think, was their other.
No, that's the teddy bear.
Yeah.
That's the teddy bears.
To know him is
to love him is the teddy bears originally. Maybe they sang it afterwards.
Right. They may have redone it, but I turned on my Lady A and asked her to play a few songs by them, and that was one of them. So, well, thank you.
Thank you, Brad. I believe we have your address.
and he won
a $10 gift card from Subway.
So congratulations,
Thank you so
Brad.
Much.
Thank you.
You're welcome okay, so much.
Well, speak to you soon.
Take care. Okie dokie.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you,
Are there
ladies.
Any other callers, Chris?
Nope, that's
You're
it
welcome.
Right now.
That's it right now?
Yeah, that's
okay.
it for now. Thank you, Brad.
Okay. I wanted to remind everybody that, boy, it's coming up really fast. Foundation Fighting Blindness is sponsoring an event on Sunday, February 28th, 2021. It's called Hope from Home, a United Night to Save Night and celebrating Rare Disease Day. And the event will be held from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a virtual event. And they'd like you to join the Foundation Fighting Blindness as they kick off their 50th anniversary on Rare Disease Day, Sunday, February 28th, with celebrity MC Saturday Night Live alumni Kevin Nealon. And from the comfort of your own home, you'll experience a virtual party packed with comedy, inspiration, and special musical performances, all supporting the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And they're featuring award-nominated recording artist Lachi, and singer-songwriter Charlie Kramer, and they're going to have a silent and live auction, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're interested in attending the virtual party, just go to foundationfightingblindness.org and check it out. Sign up.
What days did you say, Lynn?
It's just one day.
What was
February
the day?
28th.
What was the day? Oh, 28th. Okay.
It's Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, so you'll have to listen to the Blind to Beyond radio show and
yeah,
go to the virtual
see if
event.
I can multitask.
At the same time, it just dawned on me.
So, I know Sheila, how to multitask.
Yeah, so Sheila, what's new with you and the council and what's going on? I saw there's things going on the Hill.
Yes, we go to our virtual D.C. visit next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
And we do a lot of meetings learning about our legislative imperatives, learning how to advocate, learning what points we need to really focus on. And our three most important imperatives for ACB, which is important for everybody, is one, the accessible exercise equipment. So we all that are blind want to go to a gym or want to buy a piece of equipment and bring it home and be able to use it without needing sighted assistance. So, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is the low vision, that low vision bill, and I don't remember the name of it or the number of it, but anyway, it is the, we want the Medicare and Medicaid system to have to assist our low vision members, citizens, to purchase CCTVs, magnifying glasses. Currently, nothing is covered by Medicare and Medicaid that has magnification. So to live an independent and quality of life, we want seniors to be able to stay in their homes and be independent by being able to read their medications, directions on a box to cook, recipes, their bills, etc. And then the other one is transportation. There are a lot of issues with transportation out there that we just don't, we're not considered in a lot of bills and rules that are made with transportation. We want everyone to be safe via pedestrian or travel. So it's a lot involved, and it would take me more than 5 minutes to tell you, but it can all be found at acb.org if you want to learn about what we're trying to advocate for. And Florida especially is advocating for more accessible vote by mail, because, you know, we all want to be able to be at home and vote if we wish to. And our sighted peers can do whatever they want. We should be able to do the same thing in the choice that we make. So that's a few.
Sheila, that one topic about the exercise equipment, it brings back memories. I remember years ago we were talking to potential advertisers, and they were saying, oh, we were afraid to have, for, I know what it was, the workout, the fitness clubs,
uh-huh.
and they were afraid to promote to the blind community because of insurance purposes and their liability. I remember that topic. Yeah, that's an interesting thing to be bringing up.
If this passes, then the facilities have to provide the equipment. So, you know, let's, all of us need to be advocates. We need to promote. We need to talk with our representatives and our senators. We need, because one person can make a difference. If you have anyone in your family, anybody you know, anybody, and you can just give that personal touch, that personal story, it makes a difference. You know, it matters. And if you just sit there and say, oh, my voice doesn't matter, yes, it does. It means a lot. And people have no clue. But, you know, we can all advocate. We all, and now in this world right now, it's all virtual. So you can talk with anybody you wish to talk with if you want to.
So these meetings on the Hill will be virtual.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes. Yes. So if anybody is interested, you can go to acb.org and learn more. And you can go to fcb.org and get my contact information. But to learn about our imperatives for ACB, it is on acb.org. And it's such, I mean, there's so much information out there. There's so many ways people can make a difference if they just want to. But they have to want to. So,
in this day and age, there's no reason to be sitting home feeling alone because there's just so much.
There's so much.
It's overwhelming how much information is out there now.
Yeah, and, you know, just this week alone, I think ACB has 90 community calls. And that's throughout 7 days. But think about it. There is topics from exercise to just coffee chats to technology to, I can't even.
There was actually, speaking of fitness, there was fitness programs. There's.
Yeah. There's
widows. I saw something about widows.
Widows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Widows and widowers. There is, it's electric. There is meditation. There is book chat. There's just everything that you can possibly think about. And it's just all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have people not just in the United States, but from other countries that call into these calls. It's amazing. But if anybody, I want to know if we have any other free time, and I don't know what time it is. I haven't.
Well, it's 2 minutes to the top of the hour. I was going to say we could take a quick call.
If anybody wants to share something, or
on the other side of the break,
what did you do on Valentine's Day that makes you special? Or if you just want to say hi and happy Valentine's Day to me and Lynn, we would love it.
Yeah, come on, call in. Maybe we scared them away with the silliness in the beginning.
407-894-1680.
Right.
Come on, share the love with me and Lynn. We need it.
Did you have any chocolate, Sheila?
No.
No?
No.
It's a low-calorie Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I like white chocolate. I don't like dark chocolate. I'm really not much of a chocolate person other than Reese's Cups. But I love white chocolate.
So we'll be going to the top of the hour in 60 seconds, and when we come back, then we can take your calls, and we'll do another trivia and move right along. You still there, Chris?
All right, here, live and in full effect.
All righty.
I was going to say, I thought you was going to ask me if I had any chocolate. I was just going to say I looked in the
mirror
this morning.
Did you have any chocolate, Chris?
Yeah, I just looked in the mirror this morning.
Oh, stop. I know what you mean. I'm talking about candy.
Oh, Lord.
He's silly.
It's all right. He could be part of the silly girl.
That's right.
I had gotten some chocolate-covered strawberries.
My favorite.
Ooh. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to eat them yet. My mother-in-law got those for us, for my wife.
Wow.
And I.
Oh,
wow.
And I said, oh, she is so sweet. I got the best mother-in-law in the world.
You do. Apparently you do. Other than my sons, they have the best mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So, Sheila, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
I'll be here.
I hope so.
Me too. I'll be here.
Okay.